synchronized swimming now as the Canada Winter Games wind down. They're leaving a legacy in the form of a new synchronized swimming club. Nicole Berger is the president of the Prince George Water Lilies. She's also a coach, and she's here in studio with one of the teammates, Maya Knutsgaard. We'll start with you, Nicole. Good morning.
Good morning.
What does it mean to have synchronized swimming back in Prince George?
It means a greater opportunity for the young ladies in our town.
And how so? Explain that a little bit more.
We didn't have a functional club in our town for about 18 to 20 years. And so there was nothing aquatic other than speed swimming and then water polo, but nothing strictly aimed at female athletes in the north. And so being able to bring that back means that we now have a club geared towards a demographic that hasn't necessarily been tapped into as well as I think it could have been.
And now the synchronized swimming team was around in the 1970s. Where do you think the interest came to recreate it?
It came from the games, absolutely. So we had Team Saskatchewan up in July of last year, and we had a test event. And we didn't have a test event, sorry. We had a water show, and they did a club with our athletes. And it brought our community together in a massive way that we didn't necessarily expect. People came and they watched, and it was amazing. And it really brought the girls together, and it made them more excited to do the sport that they were in.
Nicole, how did you get your start in synchronized swimming?
My mom was a competitive athlete when she was a kid, and then when I was growing up, there wasn't a club in town. And so my mom decided that when we'd go to the lake or we'd go to the pool, she would teach me little bits of the sport then and there. But I didn't have any professional training, and so when the opportunity arose that I could maybe be a part of something and something that I couldn't have been a part of, we took it.
That's really fascinating. And how does your mom feel now that there's actually a team in place that seems to be thriving?
Oh, she loves it, absolutely. This was a passion of hers. Like, this was her sport back in the day, and now that it's back, she loves it. And we've got kids like Maya, and it's great because they're so into it.
And we'll speak with Maya in one moment here. I'm curious to know, how do you think the energy is different from what it was 30 years ago? What's going to keep the synchronized team strong and growing in Prince George?
I think it's a huge part is the local passion. So we started it hoping that we'd have a couple girls, and now we have 17 returning athletes. And they are showing this is their sport for a lot of these girls. This isn't their off-season activity. This is their sport and they own it. And with that comes along their families and community members that just show up to watch our water shows and watch our practices. And so we have a passion built in our little community that hasn't been there in the last 20 some odd years.
I'm speaking to Nicole Berger about the synchronized swimming team that will be a legacy of the 2015 Winter Games. You know, I think when a lot of people think of synchronized swimming, they discount it a little bit as a sport, even mock it. To your mind, what makes it an important sport?
I think maybe just the pure athleticism of the sport makes it a huge deal. Yeah, absolutely. I've gotten told lots in the last 2 years that it's not a real sport. But to that, I challenge people to go and do a handstand in the deep end without touching the bottom and having your feet out in the air. It's not easy, but that's with any sport. Unless you can do it, you shouldn't be saying it.
And what's the intensity of training like for the people who are part of synchronized swimming right now?
I think it depends on the caliber that you're in. So these games girls, they train like 6 days a week. And it's all conditioning right now. Well, not now, but before it was all conditioning. But for our girls, because they're so young and they're so brand new, that it's not that intense. They train twice a week for an hour and a half.
But 6 days a week, that's a lot of time. Are you hoping that this will expand to boys and men as well in the community?
Maybe eventually. We'd like to include, because there is men's synchronized swimming, it would be lovely to have them in. But I think right now the focus is on our girls and then expanding that to a provincial stream, a national stream, and making our club grow with the girls that we have and incorporating new ones.
And I'd like to invite Maya Knutsgaard now to join the conversation. Good morning, Maya.
Good morning.
How old are you, Maya?
10.
And what made you want to take part in synchronized swimming in Prince George?
Well, my dad, he used to say that synchronized swimming was like dancing in the water, and I loved dance when I was little. And because it had because they told me the club was there, but then it went away for a long time. I decided when it came back that it would be a good opportunity to start. So I decided I would try it out, and it's turned out to be really fun.
What's your favorite part about it?
Probably just doing it, all of it.
Is there a particular move underwater that you love more than anything else?
That would be hard to say. There's a lot of really fun things to do. I really like doing something called the ladder. That's fun.
And what does that look like? Can you describe it?
It's where you get like pulled over top of other people. Like they grab you by the ankles and they shoot you over top. It's kind of fun.
So they shoot you up out of the water and then you...
No, like over top of you. And they go under you.
I see. Well, that sounds exciting. And Maya, what's it been like to watch your fellow swimmers compete, to be part of these games?
It's been amazing. It just shows you what you can complete and if you try really hard. And that's what these girls have done. And it's really cool to see them.
We were just talking to the organizer for the Red Deer Games for 2019. Maya, do you think you're going to be there?
Probably not. At this rate, I just started, I think, last year. So I'm still at that level where it's not quite competition yet.
Do you think you'll become a competitive synchronized swimmer, though, in the future?
Hopefully, but I can't say for sure.
Oh, I can for sure. She'll be there eventually.
Well, Nicole, maybe before we wrap this up here, what is the ambitions for the synchronized swimming group in Prince George for the coming years? Will you be going to Red Deer?
I'd love to send athletes to be on the national team. Absolutely. I think a little bit of a more realistic goal for us right now is that we'd love to help other communities in the north build their own clubs, and then we can have a Zone 8 or an interior northern competition and meet in northern BC, so we don't always have to travel down south when there's competition times.
That sounds like an excellent idea. A pleasure to speak with you both. Maya, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And Nicole Berriger, thank you so much for coming in as well. Good to talk with you.
Thank you very much.
Nicole Berriger is a coach and president of a new synchronized swimming team in Prince George. And Maya Knudsen is a participant.